91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Callie Doran. A special all-party committee is recommending that the Trudeau government design a new proportional voting system and hold a national referendum to gauge how much Canadians would support it. But the governing Liberals have rejected the idea of the referendum, saying it's too complicated and expensive. In-term Conservative oppositional leader Rona Ambrose calls that insulting.
Every opposition party worked together, worked hard, and came to a consensus. The problem here is that the Prime Minister doesn't want to listen to Canadians. He doesn't want to listen to the other parties, just like he won't have a referendum because he thinks the Canadians aren't smart enough and aren't smart as he is to pick the kind of system that we rely on. Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister is wrong. Canadians are smart enough to cast a vote.
The long-awaited report of the Electoral Reform Committee also recommends that the government not proceed at this time with mandatory voting or online voting. The committee's recommendations, however, were not unanimous. Belleville Fire Station 3 swore in 6 new part-time volunteer firefighters on Monday evening. 2 of them are women, Jennifer Allen and Jocelyn Brethauer. Station Commander Ken Baumauer says that the women are able to bring something to the station that the men can't.
They have different knowledge than the male, they bring all kinds of different things. They're really, we're all brothers and sisters, and everyone brings a different slice to the table type of thing.
Allen gave advice to other women who want to become firefighters.
Stand your ground. You are just as important as any other person on any department. You just need to have a good family dynamic that you need to stick with in your halls, and hopefully they will get that.
There are now 3 female volunteer firefighters at the station and 1 at Station 4 on Harmony Road. A local woman is raising money to send medical packages to the protesters standing against the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Megan Pounder has more.
Clashes between police and protesters at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests have become violent over the past few weeks. Frankford resident and Ojibwe Jamie Wilson has been watching and wants to do something to help. She's collecting donations to buy medical packs to send to the protest camps. She says when she saw the footage online, she knew she had to help in some way.
The police have a blockade there, so if anybody gets injured, they now have to go 45 minutes around to get to the hospital. So these people that need these medical supplies need them. That's why they need them so bad. They need them at camp because they are being delayed in actually receiving medical treatment.
These packs include standard first aid supplies as well as gas masks, reflective heating blankets, and blood clotters for serious wounds. So far, she's raised $484.50, but still has a ways to go.
I picked medical supplies because regardless of how you feel about what's happening one way or the other, I think everybody can feel good about donating medical supplies to people that are wounded or hurt. If a police officer was hurt, those medics would most certainly help them as well. So, I mean, this is just good old-fashioned medical supplies to go and keep people safe and alive, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Wilson is taking donations through email at houseofcoolstuff@gmail.com. Megan Pounder, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 502. In sports, Milos Raonic has been named Tennis Canada's Male Player of the Year for the 6th straight time. After rising from 14th to the career-high 3rd in the world, the star from Thornhill, Ontario, also captured Most Improved Player honors. Raonic just competed his first best season on the ATP World Tour. In addition to the number 3 ranking, he also made the Wimbledon final and beat Swiss star Roger Federer to win the Brisbane title, reaching 6 other semifinals, including the Australian Open and ATP World Tour finals. Raonic ended 2016 with a win-loss record of 52-17. Tiger Woods sure didn't look like as though he hadn't competed in 15 months. Coming from back from 2 back surgeries and the longest break in his career, Woods missed only 1 green and ran off 3 straight birdies Thursday in the Hero World Challenge to share the early lead. He was tied for 4th midway through the round at Albany Golf Club. Canada opened the 2016-2017 HSBC World Rugby Women's 7 Series on a winning note Thursday, posting 3 wins to advance to the quarterfinals. The Canadian woman, who finished third overall in the circuit last season, will play number 7 Russia on Friday in the knockout round. It marks the 21st straight tournament that Canada has advanced to the quarterfinals. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of +4. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 6. At 5:05, it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Doran, News on 91X, next at 6.